The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. The Tokyo Art Exhibit opened to enthusiastic visitors, but many of those circulating were not just there to soak in some culture. They were there casing the joint for a midnight raid. Hours after the gallery closed for the night, a crowd had gathered ready to pounce on the artwork. The police station was nearby, but officers only intervened for crowd control because all the pieces at the Stealable Art Exhibition were up for grabs. The event was intended as an experiment to alter the relationship between artists and visitors, according to organizers. It was originally conceived as a low-key event that might attract some covert thievery, but word spread so fast on social media that a crowd of nearly 200 people packed the streets near the gallery, hoping for a chance to grab a prize. Would-be robbers were told they could raid the gallery from midnight, but the crowd was so big that the theft started half an hour early, and the exhibition that had been billed as running for up to 10 days was emptied of art in less than 10 minutes. Yasuki Hasada was a rare winner, gripping a crumpled 10,000 yen banknote in a frame, which was part of the My Money installation by Gabin Ito.
I have a space for my art at my house, so I want to hang this somewhere in the space.
Even after the exhibit was emptied out, would-be thieves continued arriving, forcing a nearby police station to dispatch officers for crowd control. Going to the dentist in the Philippines has gotten a whole lot more complicated. Before patients even get close to the dentist chair, there's a strict safety procedure to follow. They are asked to fill in a health declaration form days prior to the appointment, giving the clinic a chance to screen potential virus carriers and to refer them for more medical assistance if needed. After an almost three-month lockdown, the Philippine government has allowed medical establishments like dental clinics to open from June, but only for non-aesthetic procedures. Rainier Reyes, a partner of the Asian Center for Dental Specialties and the dean of the College of Dentistry at the National University, says there was a lot of demand for treatment during lockdown.
Five-stage filters, the HEPA, plasma, ion, UV, and the last is the ULPA filter, which filters out 0.1 of a micron, okay? Now, with that 0.1 of a micron, we're more or less assured because the coronavirus is 0.16, okay? So therefore, even if it's sucked out, it won't be pushed out anyway.
With no end in sight for the pandemic, Reyes has come to terms that their new protocols are here to stay. For Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.